We learned the Gemara on the top line on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara raised an issue who had whether Ksuba is the Raisa the Rabbanon. And one of the several Nafkaminas Ladina is if Ksuba is only the Rabbanon, Sahem Heminu, then the Chachamim gave Nemanus to the husband if he comes to Bezdin the next day in the Tainus. Pesach Pasuch Matzosa, because they know them Torech the Suda Mafsiba. But if the din of Ksuba is their Isa, this wouldn't be enough evidence. We wouldn't take his word for it. Ah, yeah, Raib is good. Indeed, Imamid is to support the Mukhsar. Apparently, not such a compelling Raib. But if the whole Sheba Ksuba to begin with is only the Rabbanon, so then the husband would be able to say Pesach Pasuch. So now the Gemara starts telling story after story in the days of the Tanaim, in the days of the Amoraim, that people came to Bezin and they claimed Pesach Pasuch Matzasa.
I could have even if it was their Isa.
They could have, yeah. If they would want to, they could have, yeah. Why didn't they? I don't know. Why does Rav Nachman assume that it depends what is their Isa, their Rabbanon? Even if it would have been Shiva, even if it would have been the Ksuba is their Isa, if they would want to, they could potter it Mitam Levki Bezin. I don't know. Yeah. The Gemara tells a story. He was never married before. He comes to Bezin and says Pesach Pasuch. Amalei Rav Nachman Azvu Kufri. Give him Malka. Speed him up. Why? Because how does he know? He's inexperienced. Yeshiva Bacha. How does he know what's Pesach Pasuch and what's not? Mevarachta Chavitalei. What does that mean? So Tosfos has two ways to read the Gemara. Either b'nichusa b'tmiya, either b'nichusa, give him makas mardis, because obviously he's hanging out with the Zainas. Otherwise, how would he know what's Pesach Pasuch, what's Pesach Nachuk? Or he says it b'tmiya. So he deserves makas mardis because he's hanging out with Zainas. He's such an expert. Or b'tmiya, mevarachta chavitalei. What, he has a Zainas, he's having a thing. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Give him makas mardis because he said Lashon Hara on the girl. He's Moitzi Shem on the girl. He does know what he's talking about. It's not true. But we had on the top line on the Daf Yudim and Aleph, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. He's Neman to say Pesach Pasuch Matzasi. So the Gemara says, yeah, there's no stira. Meheman, Aman Sabina, like Kufre, he's believed. Kashavi Anashachaticha Disur. Comes and he says, Lefi Ani is Daiti, she's a Pesach Pasuch. Okay. And then Shadi Anabshi Mitam Sofik. It's not about daughters. It's Shadi Anabshi Mitam Sofik. So that's not a contradiction. Rabbi Choy has a different answer to the contradiction. That when does Rav Nachman say on the first line, Rizneman lo Oisru Olov, if he says Pesach Pesach Matzosi, that's Rabbi Choy Mishani, Kambabachish. If he was previously married, then he does know what he's talking about. Then he's Neman. And you don't give him any makas mardis. But if he was never married before, so then you don't believe him. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And you give him makas mardis. Because he's Moitzi Shemra on the ground. Okay. So that was in the days of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was in the days of the Talmud of Rav Shmuel, second generation of Amoraim. I think Mark tells the story in the days of the Tanoim. Ha'udi also the Kamed of Rabbi Gamliel. Amalei Pesach Pasuch Matzasa. The husband claims the day after the wedding, Pesach Matzuch. Amalei Shem Vehi Tisa, Em Shalach Moshe Lamad Davidayim. The Gemara has two versions, okay? Sure.
Why don't we always say Shem Vehi Tisa?
I don't know. Shemba b'mezid hitisa, according to that version, Shemba b'mezid hitisa. Did he do something? Was it something unusual? But if he says no, he thought he did a normal tashmish, he did everything normally. So then this whole argument would fall away. Okay. Eligmar tells another story. Who does a lichamad Rabbi Gamliel by Rebbe? Different Rabbi Gamliel. Amalei, so the Balabas tells the Rabbi, Rebbe, Baalti v'la matzasi dam. Omrlai Rebbe B'sul HaYisik. The wife says, I don't know, they must have been dumb. She was not a Ba'ula. Omrlahem. So Rebbe says, Havi Elo Yosef Suda. bring me the sheet. Avilo hasuder, shiro b'mayim. He washed it out. Chipso motzo olav kamati pedomim. So how come they didn't see it before? Because it was covered over with teshich vazera. Amalois, Rebbe told Balabas, lech zechei b'mikchacho, your wife is a psula. So in Yerideya, there's a machloikis and simikuf tzad gimel and hilchos nido. We learned the Gemara. We learned the Gemara before that from Perik Tinoikas, that's the last Perik in the Shas, last Perik in Nida, and Vav and Aleph, the last four lines. So there's a din that min haTorah dam besulim is dam maka, and it does not selavana. That's not dam min hamoka. And the Midrabanan, after different stages, Midrabanan, they made a gzera that after Birishaina, if she's a psula, and after Birishaina, dam besulim will come out, so she becomes asura al baila. Right? So what happens if a psula gets married, and have Birishaina, and they didn't find any dam, so she should be muteras. There was no dam. So there's a machloikis in Shulchan Aruch, they quote a machloikis of Rishaina. But if the girl was Baidik and there was no dam, they have to be a Rishani. So we are Machma, we assume it most probably was dam and it must have been covered over by the Sheikh Mazera. That's why they didn't notice it. So that's based on this Gemara and such a similar Gemara in Ida. But based on this Gemara. So in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah makes a compromise. It's Baal Bila Gemura, Lo Baal Bila Gemura. So based on this concern, maybe there was dam besulim, kama tipe damim, and it was covered over with the Sheikh Vazera. That's how Rashi writes. The Chibs will show you me Tipei Domim, the Chusim Sheikh Vazera, the bottom Rashi. So that was in the days of Rebbe. Okay. Omalei Ravuna Bar Brei Derove, Omalei Ravuna Mar Brei Derove, Mifarzakio li Ravashi, that was the later Amaroim, Ananami Nevet Hochi, why shouldn't we do that Bismanaza also? Whenever such a Shaila comes up. Amalei, so he tells them that Rebbe lived in Eretz Yisrael, and either the water was cleaner in Eretz Yisrael than in Bavel, or that in Eretz Yisrael they used to use detergents. So therefore, they'd be able to remove all of the dirt from the sheet, either with the detergent or without the detergent, they'd be able to get to the bottom of the story and find the tipe damim that was covered over, hidden by the Sheikh Mazer. But we live in Bavel, and the water, either the water in the Bavel is filthy to begin with, so it's not going to do a good job of cleaning, or because in Bavel they didn't have these detergents. So bayas, kibush alanu, in Bavel is not kikibut shalahem. Gihut shalonu is kikibut shalahem. By us, you have to do gihuts. You have to do more than just plain kibus. So Sadiq Gemara says, so let's do gihuts. V'yamid nevet gihuts. Let's do gihuts. We should wash it and then use an iron. I'm burning hot iron. And that'll, we'll be able to discover the dam. Sadiq Gemara says, no. Ma'abr lechu marto. The burning heat of the iron will cause the dam to disappear. And it won't prove a thing. Yeah. So this idea, it says on the side, disappears in the end of Tainitz. Kiyut shalonu, gihut shalonu, ki kibu shalahem. In the days of the Shulchan Aruch, they write, kibu shalonu, ki gihut shalahem. In the days of Shulchan Aruch, they're writing that today we, the Rishonim who lived in France and Germany, so our kibus was as good as the gihuts in Bavel, which was the equivalent of the kibus in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara has that in Shavuos Achal Batisha B'Av, you're not allowed to wear kelim mechubasim. So then it says Shulchan Aruch that in Bavel they never had kelim mechubasim because the kibbutz in Bavel wasn't as good as the kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael. So the din only applied if it was kelim meguhatsim. And then Shulchan Aruch says, but kibbutz shalanu in Europe is kegihut shalahem and bubble, which is the equivalent of the kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael. So the din comes back again. That we still, so the din applies today like it applied in the days of the Tanoim in Eretz Yisrael. The kelim mechubasim, you're not allowed to wear in Shavuot Shachal by Tisha B'Av. So we had a story from the days of Rab Nachman, and a story from the days of Rebbe, and a story from the days of Rabbi Gamliel, then Rebbe. Then the Gemara has another story. Who does it come to Rabbi Gamliel by Rebbe? Amar la Rebbe balta v'lo matzosi dam. Amar lo, so she says, Rebbe adayim b'su'la. He never was bala. He didn't do a bit. Amar lahem, this Gemara we don't understand at all. Apeladik Gemara. So he says, there's a scientific way to determine, without looking at the aver of the woman, there's a scientific way to ascertain whether the woman is a psula bula. How does he prove it? Haviyulin shtesh shvachas achas psula vachas bula. Haviyulo. Vohishivan al piachav shal yain. So the Gemara is assuming that there's a direct opening from the opening of the rechem on the bottom goes all the way to the mouth. It's just not so. The Tanoim, I know, I never took biology. The Tanoim knew that when you shech the mouth, there's a connervation. Food, either the food goes down to the stomach or the air goes down to the lungs. That's it. In a woman, it doesn't open up to the rechem, to the bottom. The whole Gemara is a pella. We don't understand this. We don't understand. What the Gemara considers this a scientific way to determine whether a woman is a psula or b'ula. And this is all based on the story at the very end of Sefer Shoftim. We don't understand the whole story in Sefer Shoftim either, the whole story from the beginning to the end. But Anshe Yovish Gilon with the Mulchama, with Pilegesh Begiba, the whole story is missing a lot of information. So, Hoshivan al Pi Achovish al Yain, he took the two Shvachas, Bula Rechanoidev, Psula and Rechanoidev. But the woman of Psula was open all the way straight from the bottom to the top, which doesn't make any sense. They used to cut up animals, so they knew that there's a diaphragm and there's a separate the top and the bottom. They used to cut open, the Gemara says, and neither. How do they know anatomy? They cut up the body of a woman who was killed by the government. She was a Zayna, so the government killed her. So they cut up the whole body. That's how they learned the anatomy. The Rambam holds that the Zayna that they cut up had an abnormal formation in her body. So you can't rely on certain details of the anatomy that the Gemara says there. But the rest of the anatomy they knew. Says, how do they have a Hamamina? This is going to work. But Derech HaTeva, to my understanding, it doesn't make any sense at all. I don't know what this means. Amaloi, so he took this woman. So he said she's still a psula. Amaloi, so the rabbi said to the husband, the woman is a psula. She's still a psula. Why did he have to test it to see if it works on the shvachas? Wasn't this the story with Anshe Yovish Gilad? That's how they established whether the women were ba'ulas or psula. Gemara says, Gemara Habishmiele, he had a tradition that that's how they tested the Nishe Yovish Gilad. Abamaisa lo habichazi. He never saw the maisa that it worked. The sober, and he was concerned, Dilma Lokim le Bigavi the Milsa Shapir may not work for some reason or another. So that's why first he tested it out to prove that scientifically it's correct by the Shvachais, and then he tested it by the married woman. So there are a lot of Gemaras like that we don't understand scientifically how it makes any sense. I don't know. Who does the Rabbi Gamliel Azokin? There were three different Rabbi Gamliels, okay. Rabbi Gamliel Azokin. Amalei Rabbi Balta v'lamatasi dam. Amalei Rabbi mimishpachas dur k'tiyani she'ein lahem loy dam nida v'loy dam psulim. Probably doesn't mean they don't have any dam nida at all. Probably means it has a longer period. Some women have a longer period once every 6 months. So they have once every 6 months. Means that they don't ovulate so often. So they can't have as many babies, the Gemara says. Kolisha sheb damer merubim baner merubim. If the woman has a regular cycle, once a month approximately, she has a riyaz dam, so she's ovulating all the time, so it's more of a chance to become pregnant. If a woman has a cycle once every 6 months, so she'll have less ovulation, less chance to become pregnant. Anyway, so she says she's from this family, they don't have so much dam nida, and they don't have dam psulim either. I don't know, scientifically, the two are connected, because it's a longer cycle, so therefore there's no dapsulim either. I don't know. I have to ask Rabbi Tendler what the pshat and his gemara says. In lam la dab nida la dam sila. Baruch gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel, Baruch Rabbi Gamliel, Bikrova Sera. He asked the members of the family, Amotzen kidvarel. All the women in the family said that that is the fact, that they have, there's no dam sulim, there's hardly any dam nida. Amalei, so he said to the husband, Lech schei b'mikrecho, Ashrecha, you are fortunate, shezachis and l'mishpachas durkti. Shein. You're lucky, you, that you, that that the girl is from this kind of a family. Gemara says, my durkti, what kind of a lashon is that? Dor katua, means they'll hardly have any children. Hardly have any children. So what's so wonderful about that? So the Gemara says, Amar Abchanina, Tanchum shal hevel nicham, or Rabbi Gamliel, lo osa huish. He said, Ashrecho, how fortunate you are, you're not going to have any problems. What kind of, what do you mean? You're fortunate. You're hardly going to have any children. The Tani Rapchia, Yashem Shasar Yofa Leisa, Kachtamim Yofim Leisha. The more dam the woman has, the more often she has dam, so the more she's ovulating and the more chance she's going to have children. Tanu Shem Rab Meir, Kol Isha Shad Damem Rubin Banam Rubin. So what kind of a, so the Gemara asks, what kind of a, it's a Tanchum Shal Hevel. The Gemara says there are two versions of what he said. Itma, one version has it, take your wife, no problem. Sorry, I console you, mister, that your wife is okay, but how unfortunate you are that she's from the Mishpachas Durkti. So the Gemara says, sorry, I feel bad to console the Mahana Rab Chanina. That's what he said. Kalisha she demer merubin, manam merubin. Not going to have so many children. Ela mandam eschevim mikracho. If the loshan then said was how fortunate you are, ashrecho, my zilchusa. What is he so fortunate about? Everything more the loss of the day sofik nidim. Sure, he'll never have. He'll hardly ever have any shyness of nidim. If the woman ovulates every month, she's going to have dam every month. So there's always going to be a shyla here and there. She only ovulates once every 6 months. So it's hardly going to be any shyla. Sure. Who does the kamed de Rebbe? Another case. Amalei, Rebbe balte v'lama sasi dam. Amalei Rebbe adai mesula hayisi. She was a mesula. Ushnei batzores hava. It was a bad year. It was a year of famine, and they were both starving. Roa Rebbe she pneim shechorim. He saw that they both looked awful, the husband and the wife. Tziva leim dehichnisam lamerchetz vechilim vehishkun dehichnisam lacheder. There's no problem. Rabbi the pasuk to this couple, suffered ora malatzmam yavishay kets. They were so from hunger, from famine. It was a shnas batzores. So that's why there was no dam besulim. They weren't healthy. Pasuk, they weren't healthy. So in every generation, these issues came up. Whether the husband, sometimes he said pesach pasuach. Sometimes it would say Lamatzasi Dam. He says Pesach Patsuach. So do we believe him? Do we not believe him? If he was ever married before, we do believe him. If he was never married before, we don't believe him. Okay. If he says there was no dam, there was no dam. That's not a question of whether he's Neman or not. That's a fact. Okay. What is the next Mishnah? Okay.
How come
they
might push to giving a reason?
Well, Tanchum Shal Hevel means that what Rabbi Gamliel said did not make any sense. Then the Gemara says, no, he did it make sense. That everything in life has a Maila and a Chisaron. So maybe the Chisaron outweighs the Maila, but there is a Maila here. They'll never have a suffix neither. But there was a Maila.
Is there a guest via?
Probably was okay. Let's say you go to a doctor's office and you have to do via. So you got no choice. They were helping out over here. They're helping out the couple. Pardon me?
You said it was his house.
It was Rebbe's house. Chnisim Lecheder, it sounds like it was Rebbe's home.
Maybe it wasn't.
No, not allowed to have tashmish because the shechazer will remain on the sheet. You're not going to take the sheet with you when you leave. So then it'll be a bizoyan that the balabatim see that he left shechazer on the sheet. But over here, Rebbe wanted to solidify their marriage. He wanted to show him that everything is fine.
He says lecheder. Lecheder doesn't mean his house.
Whose house was it?
Lecheder.
Probably was Rebbe's house. Probably was Rebbe's house. Rebbe was a wealthy man, so he had
another house.
And who's going to keep the sheet? Who's going to keep the sheet? He's not going to walk off with the sheet. Well, Mistam over here, it's Mutta. The whole purpose was that he should show that everything is normal. The couple had a normal marriage. Okay. So the Mishnah draws the contrast between a psula and a burul. Psula k'sabosa masayim. 200 zuz, that's 50 shkolim. The almana, mana. An almana only gets 100 zuz. He said the name of the Ramah. Quoting the Rosh early on Daf Tes, that it's, on Daf Yud, on Ben Aleph, that it's not one half, it's 1/16. What if she happens to be b'sul almana grusha b'chalutza min ha'erisin? Sabasa masani eshlem tainas b'sul. Because we assume if she only had erisin, she was not yet nivalom. So even though normally an almana gets almana or a grusha only gets mana, but here she's an almana grusha min erison, so she gets masai. So the Gemara says, what is the word almana that appears in Tanakh? What is it meaning? My almana, Amravchana Bagdasar. Rashi says Bagdasar means that he came from the city Baghdad. Okay. So what does he say? Almana al shem mana, because of the takanas chachamim. That the almana gets 100 zuz, that's why the word it appears in the Chumash, because it is takana that was going to be made in later generations. The Gemara says, what if she's an almana meneris ma'ikala meima? Then the Mishnah says that ksubasa masai. The Gemara says, I did the ho, kore al almana, ho nami kore al almana. The real word almana applies to almana min anisuin, that she only gets mana. But we call her an almana meneris, and also because the agav, the other one. That's what the Achrayim say. Why do you call a man Alman? A man who lost his wife is called an Alman. What does that have to do? It's also the real reason for the name Alman is because Mana, because the Chacham can make a Takana. In Tanakh, the word Alman appears, Al Shem Ha'asid. And they made a masculine out of it, Alman, but it really starts off with the Alman. It's a very strange Gemara. Then the Gemara asks, Almanah dechsevi b'raisa ma'ikal ha'meima. What do you mean? That's Almanah in Mishnayis. What about the word Almanah appears in Tanakh? And for the Gemara, no. De'asidim rabbanon de'mesakne lo l'almanah. Al shem ha'asid. Frag the Gemara, is there such a thing? Mikos avkro lo osid. Is there such a thing that a word appears in Tanakh? Al shem ha'asid. The Gemara says, and dechsevi, it says in Parshas Bereshis, by Sheshis mei Bereshis, by Gan Eden, Shema no ashlishi chidekul ha'alech kidmas ashur. And what is ashur? The Tana Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef presented a brisa. Rav Yosef was an amora. He didn't compose brises. He presented a brisa. The Tana Rav Yosef. Ashur zul salika. Nihavoi. The city salika existed in the sheshes may breishes. The answer is no dasido. It's going to be a city salika. It's going to be a city ashur. So the Torah writes already in Parshas Bereishis al shem hasen. Here also, the word almana is because in the future there will be such a takana de rabbanon that almana should get mona. Okay. Then the Gemara goes off on a total tangent about rain. Okay. The Amar Rav Chana Bagdasar, I guess they hardly ever quote anything from him. So they quote from this Rav Chana Bagdasar, so they quote another memory from him. What is motor? What is the purpose of rain? Mashke merava mezabel amadin amamshich. All these wonderful milas, and it's based on a pasuk in Tehillim. Fine to lamer ravei aches kedudel revivim to megigen at simcha tivarech. All the parents will grow. Amar ablozor mizbeach. What is accomplished by being karbonas on the mizbeach and the base amigdosh? The Gemara says it's meziach. It pushes away. Sounds like it pushes away sins. Umezin, if we bring food to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's because we will get food, we will get mezainas. Mechabev makes us closer with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Mechaper, we will be forgiven our sins. Haina Mechaper, Haina Meziach. Meziach means it pushes away the sins. Mechaper means that it wipes off the sins. Everything more name. Meziach Gzeiris and Mechaper Avanis. Meziach means that it prevents, when we will bring Karbonis, when we brought Karbonis on the Zbeach, it'll prevent Gzeiris for us from being made against us. Then the Gemara quotes again, that's Rav Chana Bar Gedusa, about eating dates. The dates are very healthy. Meshachnan warms up the body, Mazbana fills you up, Meshalshalon, if you have, it can serve as a laxative, Uma Ashran, it's Mechazik Yuvalon Mefankon, but it won't, won't become addicted to it. It has all these wonderful milas. Omarab, ochal tmorim al yoyra. If you ate dates, you shouldn't pass any shilas for the first half hour or so, because you may become dizzy. It can intoxicate you. Freg di gemara, meisvei. The Brisa says about how healthy it is to have dates. Tmorim, shachas v'arvis, after breakfast, after supper, yofes. The mincha before eating lunch is ro'os, it's not a good idea. But Saharaim after eating lunch, ain't kemosim, it's a wonderful thing. And it's so healthy for A and for B and for C. So how can Rab say, ohal tomorrow mal yor, shouldn't pass on any shinas? But the Brisa says about how healthy everything is. Gemara says, yeah, Rab didn't say it's not healthy. Mi amin in deloy malu? Rab didn't say it's unhealthy. Iluye malu. It's very healthy. For A, B, C, all the wonderful malas. However, lefishaita torda, but temporarily it'll confuse you, like having a drink. Needed to have yachamra, the same as drinking wine. if a person is drunk, he's allowed to give a shir, but he shouldn't give a shir halacha lemaisa. He shouldn't pasken any shilas. What's the pasuk in Chumash? The horus of Bnei Yisrael. Pasuk says that one who drank wine shouldn't be makor karbonis, or lahoris is bnei Yisrael, and not to paskan shailas either. So shosa yayin is all discussion in the Gemara whether it only applies to yayin, or to what extent does it apply to shar mishakri. So the Gemara says that it even applies to. The Gemara talks about shosa cholov. A person drank warm milk also will confuse him. I don't know. I don't eat dates so much. I don't know. The head doesn't work all year long. I don't know. Should find out. The dinim apply to duchening also. In Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara in Taina says. Gemara says some of the dinim we consider duchening like an avoida, so some of the dinim of akrobas karbonas carry over to duchen, and some of the dinim do not. So a balmum is not permitted to be makro karbonas, but he is permitted to duchen. Only if he has mum is the part of the order of a raglov, he's not permitted to duchen, because when he's going to duchen, the people will stare at his hands. And the Gemara says that that's not proper. So that's the din in Shulchan Aruch that the Mechaber writes, that Mishnah Megillah no longer applies Bizman Hazeh. Because during the lifetime of Rabbi Yosef Karo, he writes in the Beis Yosef, they introduced the Kes Mishnah, and the Beis Yosef introduced the Minik to cover over, the Kanim cover over the hands. So you can't see the hands even if you try. So the whole Chashash and the Mishnah doesn't apply, so that din doesn't apply. So Kain Hazmum in Vanu Yadav Raglov is permitted to Duchen if that's the Minik Amakam that they cover over the hands. Mishnah Berurah writes that where he lived, Mishnah Berurah lived in Poland. So there the minig was that they only covered their faces and the hands would protrude. But he writes that in Lithuania, you cover the hands, so then the whole din in the Shulchan Aruch doesn't apply. The Bifim and Hagim today also, you see, when they duchen on Yontov. So every so often you have 20 Kohanim, 19 cover their hands, and one only covers his face. He wants to solve his problem. He doesn't want to look at his hands. You have a problem, so you figure out a solution. But that's not his problem. The Bifim and Hagim, they should all, that's not right. All the Kohanim should decide in advance what they're going to do. Are they just going to cover their faces or are they going to cover their hands?
What about then Pashut, like the sheretz is coming, can it be more
Yeah, that says in Shulchan Aruch that a dinam afurish, dinam afurish be paskin, he is allowed to paskin. That's the shayla. Dinam afurish be psukim and dinam afurish be paskin. And Shulchan Aruch says the Rama writes dinam afurish be paskin. You can pass out. It's a little risky, because sometimes it's a dinam afurish, but it, with different conditions. So sometimes the conditions are met, sometimes the conditions are not met. Anyway, but this Gemara in Tainus says that the din that a balmum is not allowed to be makor karbonos, is that din does not carry over to duchanim. That's only if yesh lamum in front of you out of raglav, that's a separate gzera mid rabbanon. But the din that a shikir is not allowed to be makor karbonos, shasa yayin, is not allowed to be makor karbonos, that din does carry over to duchanim. That shasa revis yayin is not allowed to duchanim. That's a machloikis in the Rishonim, my maseches Tainus, is that a. Then the Gemara says, why did you decide that this din does carry over, the other din doesn't carry over? So the Gemara says, because in Chumash and Parshas Nosai, the Parsha of Duchanin, because the Ruchas B'nai Yisraelim, Allahem Yirecha Hashem Yishmerecha, appears right next to the Parsha of Nozi. So just like the Nozir is not allowed to drink wine, so too the Kohen who Duchan is not allowed to drink wine. So that shows that the smichas ha-parshia. So that's a big machlekes in Rishonim. Is that an asmachtem in the Rabbanon? Sounds like an asmachtem in the Rabbanon. Smuchim. Smuchim and Mishneh Torah, the Gemara says, in Chumash Dvar Midarshan Smuchim. Chumash Bamidbar in Parshas Nosai, because the Parsha of Duchening appears right next to the Parsha of Nozir. Therefore, you say that Nozir is not allowed to, just like Nozir is not allowed to drink wine, so a kohen wants a Duchen, not allowed to drink wine. The poshim shot that it's only an asmach nerabban. Some rishonim hold that it's a real din deraisa. So in Shulchan Aruch they discuss how much of the dinim carry over from the shasa revius. What if he had schnapps? He didn't have wine. The Gemara talks about the shikar mishar mishakrim. What if the kohen became shikar without drinking wine? He had schnapps, or he had beer, or he had something else in his shikar. So one of the examples that Gemara has is drinking warm milk. So they have, I remember when I was a student in high school, there was a machon sofnas panech here in the yeshiva. They had three European rabbonim who were working on the kisveyada of the Rakshova. After the Rakshova passed away, so the there was a bacher who lived in his home, and the Nazis were killing all the Jews already. So he was afraid that all the ksovim of the Rogachova would be destroyed. So he made a microfilm copy of everything. The Rogachova wrote comments on the side of the Gemara, on the side of the Rambam, on the side of all the svarim that he had. So he made a microfilm copy of everything, and every week or two he would send it to his cousins in the Bronx. And then he finally sent them the final package, and he said, now you have everything. And the week after, he was killed, and the whole house was burnt. Everything was destroyed by the Nazis. So everything was saved. So these cousins in the Bronx, they would always ask Rabbanim, did you ever hear of the Rogachova? And they would say, yes. Then he say, I have all the ksovim of the Rogachova. He said, good for you. No one lifted a finger, no one did anything. So the Balabatim passed away, so the son got it Birusha. So the son lived in Peoria, Illinois. So the son also would ask Rabbanim, do you ever hear the Rogachova? So they said, yes, I have all the ksavim in the Rogachova. God, no one ever been. So once Rabbi Mendel Kasher went to visit his married daughter who lived in Peoria, Illinois. So he told Mendel Kasher, I have all the ksavim in the Rogachova. He said, give it me, I'll print it. So Mendel Kasher contacted Dr. Belkin, and they started on Machon Sofnas Panech. They hardly printed anything. They only, why you only printed on Chumash and on Sanhedrin, I think. That's all. And all the rest was sitting and running away for all these years. So I remember at that time, his Rabbonim used to report to Dr. Belkin what they found there. So they told him that the Rogachova has a comment that some Achronim have a Chumrah, that you can use Chamar Medina for Havdalah, but it has to be only Mimidah the Meshaker. You can't use tea, you can't use coffee. That was a big machlokes. Does it have to be Mimidah the Meshaker? Rav Chaim Volozhin said it has to be. From the Gemara would appear, it has to be Mimidah the Meshaker. One of the earlier Achrayim has like that, Mimidah the Meshaker. So that's what the Ragat Shavu wrote a comment. But even if you hold, you need meat in the Meshaker, but warm milk is Meshaker. Because the Gemara says, if Shikra Mesham Meshakrim, it's not allowed to duchen. And the Gemara gives this an example, that the fellow drank warm milk and he became drunk. So you see that that's a meat in the Meshaker. So Dr. Belkin told it over to Rab Soloveitchik once. So he didn't like it. He thought that it didn't make any sense. Meat in the Meshaker means it puts you on a high, has alcoholic content. He says, over here, when he gets to this din, he doesn't think that this depends on the shaker. This is a...
Makes you tired.
Makes you tired. You can't think. Sleep. But it doesn't put you... not the same result as the drinking alcohol.
Even if it's mishaker, that means it's automatically it's common medina, though? Or?
No. If the minig is to be mechabed people with it, then it'll be considered chamar medina. So the minig was... Many years ago in Europe was to be mechaber a guest with hot tea. Yeah, but it's not a meat in the Meshaker. So somehow you don't need meat in the Meshaker. That's what they say, that once Rabbi Chana Vassman visited by Rabbi Chaim Oizer, who was his brother-in-law, they were married to two sisters. So when he came back to the yeshiva in Baranovich, he told him the Chiddush. The Rabbi Chaim Oizer said Havdalah over a cup of burning hot tea. And then when he drank it, he had to drink it slowly, had to wait till it cooled off, and then he was able to drink it. So he asked his brother-in-law, why don't you wait till it cools off a little bit, so he'd be able to drink it right away. He says, Havdalah, when it's piping hot, and then later on he takes a little sip until he finally drinks it. So he says, no, because when you serve it to the guests, you only serve it when it's piping hot. It's only a Hamar Medina, you only mechabe guests when it's burning hot. So he has to use the tea dafka when it's burning hot. And then the drinking was an issue. To drink in order to say bracha achrayna, that's a big likeness. Are you mitzaref it toch kadesh shtiyas revius the way this is burning hot, or you say toch kadesh shtiyas revius, if it would have been room temperature, would have been able to drink it faster.
Okay. So he was saying that it's milk anyway. You don't serve that milk?
I don't know, in America I don't think it's chamar medina, you know, mechabed guests with a drink of milk. Maybe in Europe they did. I don't know.
So, for Abdullah, if you don't have wine, what's the best thing to use?
Rabbi Moshe writes, knock on the next door neighbor's door and get some wine. He writes all tshuva, what qualifies as Chamar Medina. And then he writes in the last paragraph, but what country, what continent do you live in? You have no wine, knock on the next door neighbor's door. In Europe, the wine was too expensive. They say the Chafetz Chaim never said Kiddush on wine. He always said Kiddush on challah. And then Havdalah said a Chamar Medina. When I was a little boy also, I stayed by my grandparents a couple of years to go to yeshiva in New York. My grandparents never had wine. He used to have raisin juice. He used to make raisin. My grandfather used to make his own raisin juice. But the wine they can never afford. I don't know. Wine was too expensive.
Raisin juice might be.
Pardon me?
Raisin juice might
be. Yeah, but it wasn't normal wine. It wasn't normal wine.
So if you can't do that, though, what's the best thing to use?
Hamadina. I don't know. I remember Rabbi Schwab, Zichron Lebracha, said, a highball is Chamar Medina. He says, you take a cup of soda, of ginger ale, and then you pour a little bit of schnatz. So that's a highball. It used to be cool. So he said, that's Chamar Medina. You have a guest to have a drink. Soda is not called Chamar Medina. Water is not called Chamar Medina. It has to be something that you mechaber a guest.
Soda?
Huh?
Soda.
I think it's basically water. Yeah, I think it's basically water with a little flavoring that doesn't count. Yeah.
What about
beer?
Yeah.
Could be. Well, I don't know. You should always try to get wine. Wine is always available, so get some wine. Grape juice is a big machlokes, and the Gemara it says, the Gemara Baba Basu quotes, a person on Erev Shabbos can squeeze out, a person goes out of town and he gets stuck for Shabbos, what is he going to do? There's no store to buy kosher wine. Rabbi Shabbos used to say, go to the grocery store and buy some grapes and squeeze out your own grapes. The Gemara says, Rashi says, on Erev Shabbos, he can't squeeze out the grapes on Shabbos. Squeeze out the grapes on Erev Shabbos. You can say Kiddush over the grape juice. So it's enough in the Gemara that the grape juice is good for Kiddush. So some Rishonim say, and some Achronim hold like this, Knes Agdala quotes this on Samach Renim. The grape juice is acceptable for Kiddush and Avdalah and the Brachas Bar Pi Agafen, and provided that it wasn't treated chemically, and if you let it sit long enough, it'll ferment and it'll turn into wine. But the grape juice that we have now is all treated chemically. It's cooked. You cooked, so all the microorganisms are dead. So it's not going to turn into wine. If you killed it, all the microorganisms, not going to turn into wine. So that's a big machlekes, where the grape juice is considered a bar pi agafen, and whether it's good for Kiddush and Avdalah. So when they first, the first one in America to come up with this Kiddush was in the Jewish Theological Seminary. That was Louis Ginsberg. So during Prohibition years, it was against the law to make your own wine unless it was necessary for religious purposes, for sacramental purposes. So in the churches, they needed it for sacramental purposes. And the Jews made wine for Arbekaisis and for Kiddush and Avdalah. So Louis Ginsberg mastered to the government that they don't really need wine, that they can use grape juice just as well. So at the time that he came up with that Kiddush, so all the Rabbanim were writing him that it's not true. And they said that grape juice is like a human body that's dead. Kiguf b'li neshama. Doesn't have the oomph. It can't, if you let it sit long enough, it's not going to ferment. It's not going to turn into wine. So many times that it's shahakol, and it can't be used for Kiddush and Avdalah. The first Orthodox rabbi to come up with the Kiddush was Rav Moshe Feinstein. But when they first came up with the Kiddush, it was opposed by many of the Rabbonim in America. They held that grape juice is not acceptable.
So what changed with Moshe Weinstein?
Pardon me?
What changed with Moshe Weinstein's side that now everyone accepted it?
Rav Moshe was accepted on many different things. So he disagreed with this Knesset HaGdolah. He thought that it didn't make any sense. But some Rishonim and Nazir have such a distinction between grape juice that was treated chemically that it will not be able to turn into wine, as opposed to once you drink it, it's not going to turn into wine. But if you would have not had it, if you would let it sit, it would have turned into wine. But that grape juice is what the Gemara says. Anyway, here the Gemara is talking about Shosaridis Yainal Yar. The Gemara says we're not saying that wine has a chisar. Temporarily, it'll be torda. He'll be a little confused a little bit. What is that? Eating the dates, is it good or is it bad? So the Gemara said it's always, Gemara first said, shouldn't pass in any shilas, because he may get confused, but it's taka very healthy. Now the Gemara says that the health also is only if you eat it after the meal. If you eat it before the meal, then it's unhealthy. Here it depends if he eats it before the bread, or the basa daham. If he eats the tamarim after the bread, then it's healthy. The Amar Abai, Amar Le'aim, Abai was an orphan, he had no mother, he had no father. So the woman who raised him, he always referred to her as Aim. Amar Le'aim, he heard from his stepmother, from his mother. Tamarim mekami nahama, if you eat the dates before you eat the bread, is kinaga de dekula. It's like a hatchet that you're chopping down a tree. And the basa nahama, if you eat the dates after the bread, after the meal, then it's very healthy. It holds you together. Kievra le dosha. Okay. Then Igmar talks about what does the word dosha mean? Right. What does the word darga mean? What does the word puria mean? Okay. All kinds of words. Good. What does this mean? You got to look in a jastro. Okay. Got to look in a jastro. Next daf is the famous daf Gemara. We assume that if a girl was nivela before the age of 3, it's going to be basulei chozrin. If she's nivela after the age of 3, it'll be ein basulei chozrin. So let's say the girl was nivela before the age of 3, and then later on she gets married. So that's a regular basula. It's a basa masayim. What if a girl is a giyoris? She was nizgaira after the age of 3. Or she was nishbis after the age of 3. So giyoris, so we have to be concerned. She's a Sufik nivela. So she only gets a ksuba mana. She doesn't get ksuba masayim. If a woman is nishbis, Nishbis biad nochrim, so then she's asur l'kuhuna because we're afraid maybe they'll ma'anis her. So So just like maybe the Amana, so she's Asur Lekoyin, because Nivolo Lanochrim, so maybe she was Nensa, and she's a Beulo, so she only gets Ksubos Amana, not Masai. Or Shivcho, they're very loose. The Shvachas are very loose. So if she would be Nishtachroi before the age of 3, and brought up in a normal home, with a normal atvasid, then they'll be careful that she shouldn't be Mazana, so then she's got to be Ksubos Amasai. But if the Shivcha was Nishtachara after the age of 3, and then we consider her the Safik Bula. So if they were Nivdu of Nishnas Gairu, Nivdu means if the Shvuya was Niftis, Mishiv Yosa, Shinas Gairu goes on the Yer, Shinishtachara goes on the Shivcha. If they were freed before the age of 3, is Ksubosim Asan B'Eshlam Tainas Pesulim. And if it was Nizgaira and so on after the age of 3, that's only Ksubosim on it. So the Mishnah talks about a possibility of a Giyoris who converted before the age of 3. So the Gemara says, how is that possible? The Gerish and Nizgaira, all the laws of Gerish are learned out from Ayman HaSinai. And the first step is that the people have to say Nasam and Ishma. The Gerish has to have Das Gerish. So Akhtana, an infant before the age of 3, she doesn't know what it's all about. What do you mean that she's going to say, I want to keep all the mitzvahs of Torah? She doesn't know what the Torah is all about. So how can you have such a thing as the Giyorish and his guy, Reb Chusim, Baal Shalashon, Abhimech?
Is it something also
that
you could have in Ilnaris would disagree about, that he said it's just like...
Probably would disagree. He said it's only a Chumr min Rabbanan. It's not a real Safik whether a Nivolo to the Nochrim. Just a chumer min the rabbanim, my loss of the yosan. So here she would be ksubasa masai. Thinking more, their quotes is that it'll be ksubasa masai. Yeah.
Is the reason that Abasula gets masai because she didn't have bia or because she had a basula? Like a girl before 3 does not shame bia, right? But let's say she was nivala after 3, but somehow she incurred basula and came back. Would she go get masai?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Let's say she was Nivolo Shalai Kedarko. I don't think so. I think she loses the Masai. Amuka Seitz is a Machloke Satanoim. If there was no Bia, but she doesn't have the Sulam. But if there was Bia, Shalai Kedarko, and Mele, there is Psula, but since she did have Bia, she's not called a Psula. It'll be Ksubasa Mana.
I thought the reason for a girl less than 3 is because the Psulam are closer.
Right.
So,
how is
this different than
the Sula Chosrin? No, younger than 3 is Ein Bi Osa Bia. Not Ein Bi Osa
Bia. So why is there a reason of Sula Chosrin?
Even if it wouldn't be Sula Chosrin, still Ein Bi Osa Bia, it doesn't count.
But still, Gabi Knas, we say Bia Shalak Adarka, it does count.
Gabi Knas, what?
If you have Bia Shalak Adarka, you're still Chayav Masayim. You're still Chayav the Kichi of Knas, we still call it Sula. Rashi, when we say Amana Lakoyin Gadol, Rashi says that she was Nivala as Shalok Kedarka.
If she had already been Shalok Kedarka and then someone is Ma'anis on the path to her.
Bula Lakoyin Gadol, Rashi said it must be the first Rashi of Shalok Kedarka.
The Gemara
is not
like that. It's the beginning of third prayer. So it's kind of, you bash Rashi, you have a Rashi that connects.
I'm talking about Shalok Kedarka.
Then what if the girl was Nivolo Shalai Kedarka?
She's still called a Besula.
She's still called a Besula. Then she has Einus and Mufata money, yeah?
Yeah, she has
Einus. I don't remember, Pasha. Okay, it must be a Beferish Gemara. I don't remember. Isn't a Machloikis Rashi and Taisis? If he was Baalehel Shalai Kedarka, that's a Machloikis Rashi and Taisis. If he was Manus and Mufata her Shalai Kedarka, whether she gets the Hamishim Shekel Kes, whether she was a Nivolo from before, so she.
When the Gemara is Batari Tbula Lakon Gabo. Yeah. In the version of Rabbi Akiva, Daf Lamed, I think.
Yeah.
So Rashi explained that the only way you explain how do you have Bula Kohen Gadol, it's no, there's no Knas. So Rashi said, we're dealing with a case where she was Nivelas Kodem Bia Shalok Kedarka, and then the Kohen Gadol was Ma'aneser after that.
Uh-huh.
So Rashi said that there's a Knas in that case, uh-huh. So we see that she's considered Besula.
You have to look. So you say it's a Befer Shigmar. Gotta take a look. Okay.
What? By the end of the parak. By the
Yeshua Kedarko,
then she still has
it to
my
house. But the Yeshua Knas, I know.
Yeah.
It's a Machloikis
in the
Gemara.
I think so.
It's time to chazen. Okay. Another
Gemara, in the third part, it said, by Boshe, it said, of all the Ashnarim, would it make sense to say that they pay the exact same if the Echad Baal Ashnarim, Echad Shlok Yarko, so Yom Rush, Baal Shlema is going to pay 50 and the Baal Pugum is going to pay 50. Alaman is going to be another thing called Kibbush, and they're going to pay a little differently. But there definitely is a concept of, from this Gemara, for paying Kinas.
Even though she's already a Ba'ula?
No, if she's Ba'ula Shlok Yarko.
Even though she's Bula Shalaka Darko, he's still Teknas, but Fair Shi Gemaras. Okay.
Okay. The Gemara is usually in the bound of Testament B's.
Yeah.
Ba'ala Yoda Nashima, Dainji Basula, Kulam Beskila. Have you Omar Ani, Harishon Beskila, Kulam Bechan?
So you get the Skila and Machlag the Satana.
Right.
Okay.
That's not the same question?
Not necessarily. Okay. Not necessarily the same. Okay, Gemaras, the Pharisee Gemaras. Okay. Nachamal, so what does it say here? So the Mishnah talks about a possibility of a girl converting, an infant converting before the age of 3. So the Shaila is, how do you have Das Geras? You learn now from Maim Hasin, all the dinim of Geras, the first step is the Ger Hanes Gaya, the candidate, has to commit himself to observe the mitzvah. Ini Kapolos on mitzvah. Here's nothing. Amravune gerkot matbilamoso al das bezdin. So Ravune says a chiddush that you can convert an infant al das bezdin, even though there's no das gerus, the kotan zalabra das doesn't know what's going on. You can still be mekayer al das bezdin. Why? Maika mashmalon. The Gemara says, what's the chiddush, Ravune? It's chusuloi bezochen liodom shaloi bifonov. That what? That whenever you need a ma'isa ha'odam, that should be done be daito. So if it's l'toivosoi, we can do it even though the person doesn't know what's going on. Let's say I want to give a gift. I want to give a gift to somebody who's not here. So I give the gift to someone who is here to pick up and be kind on behalf of the other person. So you're missing two things. First of all, you're missing the ma'isa hagbo. So we say, you do the hagbo on his behalf. Then number two, you're missing Das Kinyan. You have to have Kabbalah's Kinyan. The one is accepting the gift. Has to have a man. He wants to be Koina. So we say, Zochen Liodim Shalai Befonav on both. Both on the Das of the Koina, as well as on the Maisa Kinyan. So once in a while, you say, Zochen Liodim Shalai Befonav on a Maisa without Das. Let's say, a man gives a get to his wife. So the din is he can give the get bal korcha. And the Gemara learns that lo me'isha, you can be m'shachar nebik naini bal korcha. So you don't need dasa evid for the shichur. If the evid is here, I can give him the get bal korcha. What if the evid is not here? Can I write the shtashich and give it to someone else? He kind of the freedom on behalf of the evid. So Tosis quotes, that's a machlokes satanoim, the end of the first perek in Gittin. Here, Tosis, the Ramas Chamav, the Teim of the Kachavim, the Fkere Nile, Nichale. So Tosis quotes, it's Machlekes Rameir and Achachamim. Rameir says that it's not necessarily Muchach, that it's a Schus for the Evid. Lotzis Mitachas Yad Rabba Lecherus. And we don't pass like Rameir. We pass that it is, we assume that it is a Schus Olo Evid. Shiyotzi Mitachas Yad Rabba Lecherus. So if the Evid would be here in person, I could have given him the Shtashich or Bal Korchai. Because the Shechur Ebeknaini only needs Menasam Biyodai, like by Yishe, you just need the Maisa Kinyan. You don't need Das on the Get, and you don't need Das on the Shechur. So there the Gemara talks about Zochen Liodam Shalei Befanov, or the Gemara in the end of Yivamis talks about Zochen Liodam Shalei Befanov to accept the Get on behalf of a woman. The Mishnah says at the end of the first Perek in Gittin, that if I want to free my Evet Kanaini, the Evet Kanaini is not here, I give the Shtah Shechur to someone else to be Zuch on his behalf. So that's a Machlokes Rameir and a Chachomim. But by Get Isha, there's no Machlokes Satanim. That's a Chayv. That's a Chayv Lisha. She takes a Mitachas Bailo. We assume it's a Chayv. So the Gemara, the end of Yavamah, says a Sofi. Maybe in certain rare cases, it will be considered a Schus for the woman to receive a get. That's what we paskin in Ebenezer, in the end of Siman Aleph. Let's say there's a married woman who's running around having an affair with every other person in the community. So it's in her best interest to get a get. She's Asur al-Baila anyway, because she's a Saita, Asur al-Baila. And if she'll receive the get, she'll be a Pnuya. It won't be as bad. She won't be a Nesha Sish being Mizana, she'll be a Pnuya being Mizana. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, the end of Siman Aleph, we consider that a case of Zochan Liadam Shlai Bifanav. And in rare cases, we would say, you can be Zochan Get on behalf of the woman if it seems that it is a schus. So in that case, when you makabal a get on behalf of the woman, or you makabal a shtashich on behalf of the Avikanaini, that's a Zochan Liadam Shlai Bifanav only on the Kinyan Yad. Because there's no need for the Daso Isham. In this case, by the Gerus, we're matbel a ger in the mikveh. So we're doing the ma'aseh, we're doing the tefillah to the baby, doing the milah to the baby. It's just that you need nasa v'nishma, you need das gerus. So we're applying zochan l'adam shlo b'fanav only on the das. The kotan didn't express his interest in becoming Jewish. So we say zochan l'adam shlo b'fanav. It's in his best interests. And therefore the Bezdin can say, we're giving das. See, the original case of giving a matana, you need both. You can't give a matana bal karcho shel adam if the fellow doesn't want it. I can't force it. I put it in his pocket. I say, I want you to be kainah. He says, he doesn't want to be kainah. So he's not kind of bal karcho. So by the case of Mzach and Adam Mishlai Fanav to accept the gift on behalf of a person who's not here, they are saying Zachin on both. Both on the das, the kainah has to have kavanas kinyan. Also, you're saying Zoch Nam Shalom Fanav on the Maisa Kinyan. Someone else is making the Hakbar on behalf of the fellow who's not here. But that's a case of Zochin, where you're using Zochin to solve two problems, the problem of Das and the problem of Maisa. By Zochin, by the Get, or by the Shtashich or the Kanaini, it's only a Zochin on the Maisa, it's not a Zochin on the Das. He could have given the Get or the Shtashich or Bal Korch if the person would have been here. In the other case, by the Ger Katan, he doing the Gerus on the Mice. The Mice Gerus is done to the goof of the Katan, doing the Mila and the Tefillah to the Katan. The only thing is that there's no Das on the part of the Katan. So then you say, Zachnam Shlai B'fanav on the Das. So the Gemara considers the Din of Rav Huna is so simple. Gemara asks, Maika Mashmalon, what's the Chiddush? The Zchus Hulo, Zachnam Shlai B'fanav, that's the whole Chiddush. That it's a schus to be Jewish as opposed to remaining a non-Jew. Tanina, we have this Mishnah. What do you need him for? Yeah, where is it? It says on the side the Mishnah is an Erevin. We explained several times why is the Mishnah an Erevin? Because the Mishnah talks about when you make an Erev for a whole community, you have to make mechitzas around and around. Let's say for an apartment building, you have mechitzas around and around. Then you have to have each Shomer Shabbos family has to put a Chalo Shleima into a big sack, into a big box, and you hold them all together in one of the apartments. So the Mishnah says, rather than go collect, if you have 100 tenants in a building, rather than collect 99 Chalos from 99 tenants and put it in the home where the 100th family lives, the family who lives there doesn't have to put a Chalo, they live there. The other 99 families that don't live in that apartment, they have to give a Chalo. Instead of going to collect the challah shleima for 99 families, you can streamline and have one person go to the store, the grocery store, now buy a box of matzahs that has yutches gregoris in it. You never need more than 18 gregoris, 6 beitzim. And then give it to someone else to pick up and say, I'm kind of shutfus on behalf of all the Shomer Shabbos who live there, and they're going to move in till next Pesach. So that's the original din of Zochan Liadam Shlei Bifonim. That's the first time it appears. In Mishnayis is that Mishnah in Erevin. Because you stand to gain and you have nothing to lose. Everyone, once you make the Erev Chaseres, everyone is allowed to carry in the Chatzim. There's no downside over there, so that's for sure a schus. The Gemara asks, what is the Chiddush of Rav Huna? That Gerkot Matbil Mosal Das Bezin. It sounds correct. It's a Dovah Pasha like that. It's a schus to become Jewish as opposed to remaining non-Jew. And Zochnan Shlai Bifanav. And for the Gemara, no, one might, there's room to argue. Ma with the Tema. One might have said, Av Gram Hav Kerin Nichalei. Maybe it's life is easier as a non Jew. You don't have so many restrictions. The Kaimelan de Eved Vadeb Hav Kerin Nichalei. The Gemara says, because we paskan la Locha by Eved. So Tosis points out, we don't paskan la Locha, we paskan la Locha by the Eved, that it is Zochnan Adam Shlai Bifanav. Tosis says, yeah, because You have two considerations there. You have, on the one hand, the Eved is gaining his freedom. On the other hand, it's no longer going to be Hefkedik. He's going to have a restricted life. So the machlokes hatanaim between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, that's the Tosfos Dibur Maskil Ma'od the Tema. Machlokes the Mishnah is, if you have a downside, you have a maila and a chisaron over here. So the maila of freedom, we assume la'alacha, the maila of gaining freedom is so important, it even outweighs the maila of leading an easier life, the efker and nichalei. Because Manif is an eved, he can always have a shivcha, and he doesn't have to make his own parnasa. The balabas has to take care of him, and so on. So we say there it's a machlekes satanoim. So that's only the only time it's a machlekes satanoim is by an eved who's an adult. Vada to have care in nichalei, but by a cotton, the loitom time of the yisur, everyone would agree that it's only milus and a nochesurnus. Kamash Malan, that's only by an eved who's an adult. Anamili Godol, the time and Yisur is very used to leading this loose life. I will cut them by the infants, Chusaloi, so there's no downside at all. The Ratz Rav Chun is Chiddush, that you can apply Zachalan, Mishle Befonov, to be Megayer, Ager Kotten. Yeah. No, no, the Rishonim asked, what happened to the Kabbalah on Mitzvahs? What happened to the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs over here? Just like you have to have Milo and you have to have Tfilo, don't you have to have Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs? So some Rishonim say Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs is just another way of saying Das Geirus, like you just said. That's another way of saying that you need Das Geirus. So since it says Zachen Ladim Shalai B'Fanav, it's as if the Geir says I want to be, don't want to get any Mitzvahs. So that's a contradiction in terms. Want to be Jewish means you do want to keep mitzvahs. It says, I want to keep all the mitzvahs except for one of them. So then you don't want to be Jewish. So some Rishonim understand that that Kabbalah on mitzvah simply is Das Geirus. That's what it means. Others say differently. Others say only it's correct that you need Kabbalah on mitzvahs, but the only time you require Kabbalah on mitzvahs is when the candidate for conversion is a bar hochi, if he's a bar das, who can possibly express Kabbalah on mitzvahs. What is a cherishai to the katan? The goyim have tshuvas about this. What's a din? A retarded person wants to convert, but he doesn't understand anything. He's retarded. Cherishai to the katan, or deranged. Can you be migai or a cherishai to the katan? So katan, that's what we're talking about. What about Cherish HaRishaita? So some Rishonim say, you can't be, some Goyim say in the Tshuvas again, you can't be Megayer or Cherish HaRishaita. Either there's going to be a lack of Kabbalah on mitzvah. So they say, you only need Kabbalah on mitzvah when it's possible. If the person is a Cherish HaRishaita, so there's no need for Kabbalah on mitzvah. A fantastic Kiddush. So some, that's what some say, by the Ger Koton, right now Kozman is a Koton, he's a Lab Bardas. So he can't have any Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. When he becomes 13, when the girl reaches the age of 12, then it is possible to have Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. So then we will say, you have to be Mekabel on Mitzvahs in the presence of the Bezin of three. That's the Ritvo sheet over here. They say that Rabbi Yashiv thought the Iker is like the Ritvo, and you should always follow the Ritvo. That shita was never observed for so many centuries. No one ever did that. It's not really right. The pashtun is not right. To introduce chumris and hilchas geirus that was never observed in earlier generations. The Gemara says in the beginning of the Gittin, Kidei shalola helzi laz al doros harishonim, you should introduce any new chumris in ksivas haget. For many generations, they used to write Gittin on parchment. And then it was too expensive, so they started, the Jews couldn't afford it. So then they started writing Gittin on paper. And then the Jews got wealthy again, and then they can again afford to write Gittin on parchment. So they said, since for so many generations we write Gittin on paper, we shouldn't introduce any chumris to start writing on parchment. People may, someone may infer that all the Gittin that were written for all those years on paper were not acceptable. So we don't introduce any chumras. That's in Shulchan Aruch they have like that. Or in the Gemara they have, when the shlich lo halacha delivers a get, b'chutz loris, he has to say b'fan anechta, b'fan anechta. How much of the ksiva does he have to be present for, that he should be able to say b'fan anechta, b'fan anechta? I was there when they wrote the get. So the Gemara says, as long as he's there in the beginning, as long as he's just there in the beginning of the ksiva chasima, that's good enough. So the Gemara says, one of the chachamim who was sent as a shlich la'ilochas haget was considering the possibility of being machmer to be there the whole half hour when the sefer writes the get from the beginning to the end. And they told him it's not right to be machmer, not to introduce any new chumris. If you're going to introduce this chumras, so people may infer that all the other gittin that were given by your shliach and chutz lords, and maybe get medina sayam has to say before anechtav, so they may infer that all the other gittin were not acceptable because the shliach was not there the whole time. Mishas the whole ksivas haget. You're not supposed to introduce chumras that weren't there in an earlier generation. So there's a machlekes and achrayim, how far this goes. So for inyani yuchsin, for sure it applies. Let's say for geirus, for sure you're going to introduce a new chumra, hilchas geirus that was never observed before. So we don't do that. So this chumra of Rav Yashiv, this was never observed. The Gemara says higdili. The Gemara is going to soon explain higdili chalim limchais. If the child was converted, gerkot madbilim also adas bezin. Child was converted. So then when he reaches the age of 12 or 13, a girl or a boy, he has the right to say, whenever you do zochen liyodim shlevifam, let's say I gave a gift to someone who's here, to be kind in the matan on behalf of somebody who's not here. So that's a dinim zochen liyodim shlevifam. So the Gemara says, what's his initial reaction when he finds out about it, that they were mekabel matan on his behalf? So if he's tzaveach mentchil about sof, he says from the very outset, when he hears about it, I don't want to be beholden to Shechter, I don't want to accept the gift from him. So he cancels the whole zechiyah. So the same over here, the Gemara says, we did an act of zchi on behalf of the cotton. Ger cotton, matbin l'mosar das bezna, based on zochin. The Gemara says, higdili yicholim limchas. I'm Rav Yosef in the middle of the Amid. Higdili yicholim limchas. As soon as they become bardas, 12 or 13, and they understand that we did an act of zochin on their behalf, they say they'd rather remain goyim. No, thank you, I don't want to be Jewish. That's the posh of shad. Yicholim limchas, they can break up the zechiyah that we did on their behalf. But do you have to have a Kabbalah on mitzvahs in the presence of a Bezno 3? No. That doesn't say in the Gemara. It says, Yichodim Limchas, the same as the Gemara Chulin Daf Mem, that if I gave him a ton on behalf of the person who's not here, when he finds out about it, he can be Moiche, he can say, I don't want it. So the same over here. If his instinctive reaction is that he doesn't want it, Yichodim Limchas. But it's not that you need a Kabbalah on mitzvahs later. That's what Rabbi Yashar came up with this Chumrah for based on the Ritva. On this Gemara. The Pashto says they never did that. In all the generations, they never did. What? Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. You need a bezin when you do the tefillah and the mikveh, you need a bezin. Then it says, Ger kotem ad bilim also ad az bezin. Rabbi Yosef thought we should follow the Ritvos Pshat on our Gemara. When Rabbi Yosef says, Igdili, Yichadim Limchois, it doesn't mean the same as the other Gemaras, that whenever you do an act of zochin to give a gift for another person who's not here, when the other person finds out about it, he can be moicha, he can break up the act of zochin. No, that's a different Gemara. Our Gemara is a different word. Kozman, the child, is a kotn, he's a lab bar das, so he's not a barhochi of having kabbalas on mitzvahs. He's not a barhochi, so cherishot to the kotn, you can have geris without kabbalas on mitzvahs. But the minute he or she reaches the age of 13 or 12, now it becomes a bardas, and now the Kabbalah Salam Mitzvah is liikuva in the Geris, and now he can't remain a Jew unless they're going to have Kabbalah Salam Mitzvah in the presence of the Bezna of Three. So now you have to have not only Yicholim Limchos, it doesn't say in the Gemara, the Ritva is adding on, not only Higdil Yicholim Limchos, I can say I don't want it, you have to have a positive Kabbalah Salam Mitzvah in the presence of the Bezna of Three.
What was the
Zachin?
What was the
Zachin?
There was no,
it's
only later when
he was Zachin. Bekatnusa, he's Jewish Bekatnusa.
That was done
to Gufa. But you need Das Geirus. You have to have Das Geirus. Person has to say, I want to become a Geir. So here, he's Rapun is Machadish. He doesn't have to say, I want to become a Geir. Because Zochin can substitute for Das, a Zochin can substitute for Maisa. So by Zochin, by Kabbalah's Maton on behalf of someone else, the Zochin substitutes for both. You do the Hagbah on behalf of the other fellow who didn't show up today. And you have the Kavanas Kinyan on his behalf. He's not here. He doesn't even know that they're making a Kinyan on his behalf. So you're doing both the Maisa Kinyan on his behalf and the Kavanas Kinyan on his behalf. So here, by Gerkat Matbil Masa Das Bezim, we're doing the Mila and the Tvila Begufo. So it's only a Zochen on the Das. And by the Get Isha, or by the Shtar Sheikh Rabbi Kanaini, when the Mishnah and the Gemara in Yevam is, the end of Yevam talks about Zochen by the Get, a Zochen by the Shtar Sheikh, there it's only a Zochen on the Maisa, not a Zochen on the Das. You can give the Get Bal Karchai. You can give the Shtar Sheikh Bal Karchai to the Rabbi Kanaini, if he would be here. So sometimes you have Zochen only on Das, sometimes you have Zochen only on Maisa, and sometimes you have Zochen on Das and on the Maisa.
So nowadays that we don't give a get bal korcha, the woman, when she finds out about it, said, no, I didn't want it, would that make any difference? Like with Serim Durabina Gershon, we don't give a get bal korcha.
Right.
So is the ability to reject Zachin only in the Das aspect, or could it technically be also on the Mais aspect?
No, it's an Avera to give a get bal korcha. If you give a get bal korcha, the Pashtus is that it is Chal. The Achrayim have a whole discussion. How far did the Rabbeinu Gershon go with this Cherim? Did he say that even with the Eben it's not Chal? Pashto says that not. He never said the Get is not Chal. It's an Averit to be Megarish Bal Korchom. Some Rishonim mentioned, we mentioned the Tshuva Saran, the Beis Yosef quotes the Tshuva Saran, that to give the Get Bal Korchom is a biblical violation. It's an Avla. When you married the girl, you promised to love, honor, and cherish her, to treat her like a princess. So what do you mean you give her a Get Bal Korchom? So the Ran holds that it's an Avera deraisa. So what did Rabbeinu Gershom add on? He added on a curse that the guy should drop dead. A cherem is a curse that's nichnas into the Ramach Evorim. The Gemara says, cherem is osius Ramach. He just put teeth into the Iser. There always was an Iser. He said deraisa not to be Megarish Bal Kochai. And he made it into an Iser which is punishable with a serious Einish.
But how do we know? I mean, we know Sherek says, oh no. That includes treating overall any way of treating her well.
Yeah, that's what the Ran holds in the Tshuva. He holds that to give a get al-korcha is a biblical prohibition. You promise the girl you're going to treat her nicely.
And then where
everybody knows that that's implicit in marriage. You're going to treat the wife very nicely.
So we mentioned that the comparison with the get. That just as if a person wants to say, I don't want to accept this gift, which you accepted for me, he has the right to do that, so too, by any zechut, so for the gerut as well. So would that extent, when a person says that by a matana, did he retroactively, it's as if he never acquired the gift?
That's correct.
So would we say the same thing by gerut?
Same thing, he was never Jewish.
Never Jewish.
It'll turn out he was never Jewish, yeah.
Isn't it hard to stop there to say that for two reasons that the Kabbalah's on mitzvah says that the ritvahs make sense? Because one is that it's ma'akev the geirus, so we're really saying that until he was mekabel on himself the geirus, the Kabbalah's mitzvah is not a Jew. And he wasn't mekabel part of the geirus. The geirus hasn't finished yet. So isn't it very mistaken to say that the Tzarek Shlosha, that the ritvahs said it? Why would you not say that?
The Gaon raised the issue, so they came to the conclusion that if the candidate for conversion is a lab bar hochi, a lab bar das, a cherish to be cotton. It's not a bar hochi, you're having Kabbalah's on mitzvahs, so they say that you don't need Kabbalah's on mitzvahs.
But we hold that
maybe we don't hold like that, because we hold that like the Rambam that Kabbalah's on mitzvahs is me'akiv. It's me'akiv if the candidate for conversion is a gaba bar hochi, but he's a cherish then he can't have Kabbalah's.
So when he's not a bar hochi anymore, when he becomes a bar hochi, i.e. when he becomes over the age of Das, he should have to be Mekabel.
So that's what the Ritva says like that. So the Geirus was valid until now, but now it gets shaken up because now the person changed his status. Now he is a Gabbai Bar Hochi. So according to the Ritva, what, he was Jewish until now, and then all of a sudden if you don't have Kabbalah or Mitzvahs, he falls back into his state of non-Jewishness, a Jewish person. Or you say, no, it's a Gloy Muslim Afreya. He was never Jewish. It's a little unclear in the Ritva. So the other Rishonim hold no, since at the time we were Megayer him, he was a Gabra Labba Harchi of Kabbalah's on mitzvah, a Cheir Shaita Bekotten. So the Geiris was Chal B'Shaita, and it doesn't get shaken up when his status changes, when he becomes a Bar Das, when he becomes a Bar Harchi of Kabbalah's on mitzvah.
So is Zachin for Geiris
both on the Maisa Tevila and the Das, or just the Das?
No, the Maisa Tevila, we're doing the Gufo. He is being Tevila in the Mikveh.
He's a Katan, he didn't give you permission to do it.
So it's on the Das. Pasha Pshat is that Zohar Lam Shalafan was on the Das Geiris. Normally a Geir has to say, Nasu Nishma, I want to become Jewish. This Geir Katan, the infant, doesn't understand what's going on. So you say Zochen on the Das Geiris. But you don't say Zochen on the Maise. When I give you a matona to be kind of for the person who didn't show up today, so you're doing the Maise Hagbo on his behalf. And you're having Kabbalah's Kenyan on his behalf. So there you're saying Zochen on both. Both on the Maise Kenyan, the Hagbo, as well as on the Kabbalah's Kenyan. But over here by the Geir, the Maise Milan Tvila is done by Gufo. So you don't need the Zochen on the Maise. The Zochen is only on the Das Geiris. Al pi pashtu, the Zohar is only on the dance games.
According to the Ritva, could the Katan do the Kabbalas at 9 or whenever he becomes Das? Because then we say a non-Jew becomes a Gadol at a different time than a Jew does.
The Rambam writes like that. By Nochrim, the Gadlos doesn't depend on Yud Beishan Ve'amechor, and Yud Gimel Shan Ve'amechor, it depends when he becomes a Bar Das, right?
So on the Tzah that he needs it, so maybe you should be able to do it at the age.
Okay, if the Ritva will agree with the Rambam, okay.
Mm-hmm. He formulated that the Maisa Geiris is the Tfila, Milan Tfila, all tie that he has a Kabbalah and not there. So before he was already a Yid from the time of the Milan Tfila when he was a Kabbalah.
According to the Ritva, you mean?
Yeah.
But then if he later will not be Mekabal al Mitzvahs, so then just Mekanal Habo, he won't be Jewish. He was never Jewish.
Well, I'm afraid
it's
a
Tznai
and the Maisa Geiris.
Yeah, the Pashtus is like that. It doesn't make sense to say he was Jewish and all of a sudden he loses his status of being Jewish because now he's a Gabbah Barachi of Kabbalah al Mitzvahs. But that's a funny thing. Geiris al Tznai. Is there such a thing? Geiris al Tznai. Yeah.
So according to the Rambam, someone who is a Bar Hachi, who wouldn't he require a Kabbalah Ol Mitzvot, even if he's not Bar Mitzvah, when he converts?
Again, according to the Rambam, that was...
That he's a Bar Hachi, or as a Goy, even from earlier.
I mean, it doesn't have to be 13.
Right, so...
When he's 12 years old also, he can have Das, yeah.
So wouldn't any convert, according to the Rambam, would require Kabbalah Ol Mitzvot, even if he's not Bar Mitzvah?
Okay.
Is that correct?
Okay. It depends how old he is. If he's 2 years old,
you
have no Das Geir. Okay, so then he'll become a Geir. Without Zochen. Become a Geir without Zochen. Then he'll become a Kotten. The minute he converts, it becomes a Kotten. That's what we pass him. To get to what? Where's an Afkemina?
Like the Rambam.
I don't know. It doesn't come up.
No, it comes up for anyone who's 12 years old who converts.
We converted a child at the age of 12, and then a half year later, he wants to be Moicha. I haven't had such a shayla. Usually when they convert infants, they're little infants. Usually when a Jewish couple can't have children, so they adopt a non-Jewish baby. So they adopt a baby when he's an infant. They don't adopt him when he's 12 and a half years old. And when a family converts, so usually the children are very young. You're asking Shaila, they converted the child when the child was 12 years old, yeah. Then in a half year later, before the bar mitzvah, kid decides I don't want to be Jewish.
Or could you say that? Meaning, forget the mocha question might be not so relevant, but the Shaila doesn't need a couple other mitzvot right then, when he does the original conversion, that would be more relevant.
We would do it, why not? Of course. We're tevil the child in the mikveh, so why should we just talk to the mother? Talk to the mother and the daughter at the same time. Talk to both at the same time. Yeah. That's what you do, the mind said. They talk to both. But this is going to be a rare Shaila, what you're raising in Shaila. The girl is 11 and a half years old, and then when Megayah her, and then before her bas mitzvah, she changes his mind. She doesn't want to be Jewish. So do you say, according to the Rambam, it wasn't based on Zochin. She was a bas das. So she can't be Moicha. Or do you say, no, we don't accept the Rambam. I don't know. Do we pass him like the Rambam? It's a rare case. In a half a year, the girl's going to change her mind and say she doesn't want to convert.
Here's a good amount. Let's say the baking isn't capable of speaking to the gear, because the gear, in the case where we said, would adopt the child, plus the gear doesn't speak English, for instance. So So the baby speaks to the parents. So, but the child doesn't know what's going on. But he knows what's going on in his language. He's a bar-da'at.
So you should get a Bezna who speaks his language. You can get Jews who speak all languages. Okay. Nachamol, this is Rav Huna's famous din. You give me a guy recotten based on Zochel Yod Mishle Befonov. Yeah. So here Tosis has famous kashas. They have one kasha. There's a Gemara in Ezeo Neshech. Tosis quotes from Daf Ayin Aleph on the base. So the Gemara says, there's no shlichus la'akum. A Nochri cannot have a Jew do shlichus on his behalf. So the Gemara says, therefore, there's no zechiyah la'akum. Let's say the person who's not here, I want to give a gift to him, I give you the gift to be kind for him, that person is not Jewish. So the Gemara says in Ezeo Neshech, Daf Ayin Aleph on the base, that an akum, since there's no shlichus on behalf of an akum, so there's no zechiyah on behalf of an akum either. There's no zechiyah. So how can you have over here gerkot matbilim also adas bezdin? There's no zechiyah la'akum. So not kasha Tosis suggests. Maybe the answer is boin keechod. Here the zechiyah is that we're making him Jewish. So since the end result is going to be that he is Jewish, so therefore you say yesh zechiyah liYisrael. You don't treat him like an akum. The whole purpose of the zechiyah is to make him into a Jew. So therefore we say yesh zechiyah liYisrael. Okay. So that's a possible answer. But then Tosis has another kasha. And that same daf in his own Neshech, the Gemara raises the question, just like there's no zechiyah la'akum, because there's no shlichus la'akum, so to a katan also there's no shlichus on behalf of a katan. So the Gemara raises the question, so there shouldn't be any zechiyah on behalf of a katan. So there is one opinion in the Mishnah in the end of Bava Basra like that. There's no zechiyah for a katan, only zechiyah for a gadol. So that makes good sense, but we happen not to paskin like that. We paskin there is a chiyah both on behalf of a gadol as well as on behalf of a katan. So the Gemara asks, just like there's no chiyah la'akum because no shlichus la'akum, so there should be no chiyah la'katan, just like there's no shlichus la'katan. So the Gemara answers that there's a difference, that the akum is not going to be osi l'chalal shlichus. If he converts, it's a different story. But under normal circumstances, the akum is going to remain Allah bar hachi of shlichus. Mashayni came the cotton. The cotton's asil lechlal shlichus. He's got if he lives so long, he will automatically grow up to become a gadol, and he will have a possibility of having a shliach function on his behalf. So since he's asil lechlal shlichus, so therefore the Gemara says he does have zechiyah. So in the Gemara there are two girsas. So according to the one girsa, schiyah midirabbanan miyo islay, schiyah on behalf of a katan, it's only midirabbanan. So that's what Tosis asks. Schiyah on behalf of a katan is only midirabbanan. So Rav Huna's whole din is a funny din. Ger katan madbilim also adas bezdin is based on zoch leodim shleib ifonov, but he's only a ger midirabbanan in a Torah. He's a goy midirabbanan. He's Jewish. Is there such a thing? Does that make any sense? Schiyah midirabbanan makes sense in the area of dinim omens. I give you a gift to be kind on behalf of a katan who's not here. They say in our Torah the gift is not chal. There's no schiyah lekatan in our Torah. Schiyah midirabbanan miyo islay. We employ the principle of hefker pes nehefker, and we say that the katan is kind of midirabbanan. But what are you going to say over here? That he becomes a ger midirabbanan? In the area of Hisavahetha, you can't say Hefka Bezna Hefka. That doesn't make any sense to say Minatari, he's a Goy Gomer, and Midrabbanan, we say that he's Jewish. So the Gemara, Tosis quotes, the Gemara has a whole question in Yevamos on Daf Peches, Daf Peites. How far does the Koyach of the Chachamim go? We know that Yesh Koyach V'Yad Chachamim to make gzeris midirabbanan. That's based on the pasuk gshmartim es mishmarti, asum mishmaris lemishmarti. The chachamim make gzeris. You're not allowed to carry in a karmelis. You're not allowed to write with your left hand. You're not allowed to eat b'sarayf b'cholov. A million one gzeris midirabbanan based on gshmartim es mishmarti. Aseis yog latar. The opening mishnah in Pirkei Avos. How far does the koyach of the chacham go? Do they have koyach even lack a dovim in a Torah to say something against the din Torah? So the Gemara says, b'shei v'altaseh, yes. The chacham have the right to declare that even though min Torah Rosh Hashanah Shecholi is b'shabbos, and chuyiv to blow shofar, and the Rabbanim, they said, you're not allowed to blow shofar. And even though min Torah the Gershon is got the Erev Pesach, is obligated to bring Korban Pesach today, the Rabbanim, we say he's not allowed to bring Korban Pesach. Even though min Torah, mechuyiv to put tzitzis and a beged shel pishton, with the Rabbanim, they made exactly, you're not allowed to put tzitzis and a beged shel pishton. So we know that yesh koach v'achachomim lakadom min Torah b'shei v'altase. Like we were just discussing before, min Torah, the Kohen has mum in front of Yad v'raglov, is obligated to duchen. With the Rabbanim, he's not allowed to duchen. Maybe they'll stare at his hands, and they're not allowed to, so they said, not allowed to duchen at all. So that's called yesh koach v'achachom lak adom in atoira v'shei v'altase, to tell a fellow, don't duchen and don't put on tzitzis and the beged, don't bring a korban pesach today and don't blow shofar today. But the Gemara raises a whole debate there in Yevamos daf peches daf peites, do the chacham even have authority to be oik adom in atoira? The kumbiyaseh, that they have the ability to tell a person min atoira, you're an ashes ish, and the Rabbanim, we permit you to remarry without a get. So the Bavli comes to the conclusion that enkech v'achachamim lakadom min atoira bekumiyaseh, they don't have such authority. The Rishalmi is questionable. Maybe the Rishalmi disagrees with the Bavli, but the maskanas of Bavli is that enkech v'achachamim. So that's Tosis Kasha. How can it be over here? What do you mean? Min Atoira, the kid is a goy gomer. In the Rabbanim, we treat him like a Jew, and we allow this non-Jewish girl to marry a Jewish boy. That's what the Mishnah talks about. This non-Jewish girl who converted Min the Rabbanim is going to marry a Jewish boy, and then when they get divorced, how much ksuba does she collect? So it's strange. That's what Taisa says. V'chiyesh kach v'achachamim l'akadar min Atoira b'kum v'yaseh. That's Tosis Kashim. So Tosis says, maybe our Gemara goes like that Shita. That Yeshka b'achachamim lakadar min Atoira even mikum v'yaseh. It's a very strange answer. So that's what Tosis suggests, other answers. So we gotta work on the other solutions. Okay, we'll stop here. Chinas tomorrow, what time? 9 o'clock. 10 o'clock. The boys are going to take it here or downstairs in the base medrash. They'll negotiate with you.
Everyone wants to hear.